Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello friends and fellow world changers, it's Friday. I trust you're looking forward to a refreshing and rewarding weekend. I surely am. We're continuing with Psalm 119 and we're digging into verses 129 to 136. And the topic is, I long to obey you. It's a confession and I make that again for you and for me. I long to obey you. In this passage, the psalmist expresses deep reverence and longing for God's word, recognizing it as living miracles that inspire obedience. He passionately craves revelation and insight into God's plans, seeking divine guidance and grace. He pleads for deliverance from oppression and sinful influences, desiring to walk in righteousness and to be instructed in God's ways. Our principal takeaways are from these 8 verses. 1, reverence for God's word. The psalmist marvels at the miraculous nature of God's word and longs to obey every command, recognizing it as a source of divine guidance and wisdom. Craving divine revelation, there is a deep hunger for revelation and insight into God's plans, indicating a desire for intimate communion with Him and a willingness to follow His lead. 3, seeking divine grace and instruction. The psalmist acknowledges his need for God's grace and guidance, pleading for His instruction and intervention to walk in righteousness and overcome sinful influences. And the success principles that we can draw from these 8 verses. First is commitment to obedience. Success is found in wholeheartedly obeying God's commands and seeking His guidance in all aspects of life. Second, craving spiritual revelation. True success involves a hunger for spiritual revelation and insight into God's plans, leading to a deeper understanding of His will and purpose. And finally, dependence on God's grace. Success is rooted in acknowledging our dependence on God's grace and seeking His guidance and intervention to navigate life's challenges and overcome sin. Dan Clark, who's the co-author and primary contributing author to The Chicken Soup for the Soul, I'm sure you've read it, those series, in his book, The Art of Significance, where he addresses the 12 laws of significance, gives the first of these laws as the law of obedience. He says, rather than think subservience or power imbalance, following the law of obedience empowers you to achieve your greatest potential. And rather than following our own free will, yielding to and following God's word or command, and we have our consciences to help us make those choices, said, coupled with some core character traits, says that the law of obedience is not by any means a constraint. Rather, it's a beacon. And leaders who would become significant, give attention to this law. This is the deep yearning of the psalmist's heart, and by extension, ours too, in order to experience a successful life. In conclusion, the passage highlights the psalmist's reverence for God's word, his craving for divine revelation and dependence on God's grace and guidance. It highlights the importance of obedience, spiritual hunger, and reliance on God's grace in the pursuit of righteousness and success. Now here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I declare that I am divinely guided, protected, and empowered by the Almighty. With unwavering faith, I walk in alignment with God's will, confident in His promises. No obstacle can hinder me, for His strength fortifies my journey. I rise with courage to fulfill my destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world, both traits are nouns and verbs, who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says, "The world is waiting for us to demonstrate God, so go out, make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time." May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, thank you and God bless. Have a restful weekend and see you again next week. Thank you.